Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 535. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Guys, I think I got to take off the podcast this week. I got to make a quick trip to Cancun for my children.
For your children.
It's their fault.
It's their fault.
What is, are you a state, are you a senator representing a state that is currently freezing to death?
I mean, I could be.
Okay.
Because he's probably not going to be for very much longer.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So that happened this week. Jeff is here too.
Hello again.
His cat stabbing him.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole middle of the country is frozen currently. Actually, we're frozen here too. We just got
welcome another, to our world. Another shit.
7 inches of snow dumped on us today, and there's another storm tonight. So, Tony, did you get any snow?
We got mostly ice, which is worse.
Yeah,
it's bad. Yeah, we got in the last. In the last 10 days, I think, we got the amount of snow we usually get in a winter. Yeah, well, I don't know. There's not much to add to that except
everything sucks. Kill me now.
Turning into Jack Nicholson and the fucking Shining. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like I shovel out, the snow melts, and then it's like, oh. Oh, you wanted your lawn to be white, right? All right, we'll fill that back up for you.
I don't know why. I think you're like, are you not like straight east of me? Like, are you? I don't get how you're like getting the nicer weather.
Because there's, I mean, I'm not getting nicer weather. We've had a ton of snow this month, but
I guess you're just right on the fringe of that like crazy. Like polar vortex shit, because like it's been fucking unbelievably cold for like 3 weeks here.
So we do have like the Appalachian Mountains like block some shit for Tony and I.
Fucking
yeah.
Be thankful, man, because this shit fucking that shit sucks. Like literally today, I think that high today hit 20 degrees and I was walking around with no gloves, no hat. I fucking felt like I was like on the beach.
It was weird. It was like 25 degrees, which was the low. And then the next day it was 50 degrees and now we're back to having snow like all in a 3 day span.
I'm so fucking jealous. Well, I'm here fucking, I don't know, the opposite of hell. Hell froze over. I don't know. It's fucking cold. But it's starting to turn around. Like, we're starting to get out of it. But it was really for, like, yeah, about 3 weeks, talking high of maybe 5-6 degrees every day. Ugh.
That groundhog came out of his hole and said 6 more weeks of winter a couple weeks ago. So, still got four weeks left.
Yeah, I probably. At least, but you know, once it hits like 20s, I don't really, that's fine. Like, I'm not a fan of it. I don't like snow or any of that shit, but.
Well, that's why, like, when you're like, oh, it's like, I hate the cold, like, but when I look at your temperatures and like my temperatures for cold and probably Tony's temperatures for cold are like, oh, like, if it gets down into like 0 to 10s, it's fucking freezing.
That's
like,
super that's, cold.
That is not normal cold here. Like, normal cold is like between like 28 and 39.
That's like, yeah, I don't know. That's again, I prefer spring and summer and all that, but you know, that is just it totally tolerable for winter. Like, we get that. If that was our entire winter, you would never really hear me complain about it.
You'd find other things to complain about.
Yeah.
Just dumb people that don't know how to drive.
Something.
We're not in Texas at least, and we all have power. Because our power grids are all on the national grid. We can create our own.
We don't have ERCOT out there. ERCOTting it up.
That seems like they're like, I guess there's a couple different power companies, but they have the majority of it, and they're the ones that are fucking up the worst, I guess. Like, jeez. Well, yeah, we hope all of our friends in Texas are doing okay. Also, vote your shitty representation out.
Yes. My God, yes.
I think they've proven they don't give a shit about you at all, so. I don't know, it's been a week and we played some games. There's one on here I don't know about. Tony played that one. Jeff played something
Shocker.
new. I'll just really quickly hit on Miles Morales. I finished that. Very good Spider-Man game. I think ultimately it took me about 11 hours. I didn't get the platinum on it. There's still some stuff left to go, like bases to go do, and I wasn't having a blast with them. I didn't really enjoy them in the original game either. But that's really all I have left. That and like the random crimes, which also weren't great in the original Spider-Man. There were so many
Right.
of them.
And once you've done them, you've done like
Yeah, they're all
you
the
don't need to do
same.
it like 18 times.
It's like, oh, stop this mugger or stop this gun, this gun deal from going down. It's like these are all the same. Like I just jump down, beat up the guys, and then, oh, you did it. Yay.
It's an exact replica of something you've done in the campaign. So, like, why am I doing this again? Don't know. Explain, please.
It's like we've already done this multiple times, and now we're just doing it over and over again. It doesn't make any sense, but we just lost Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
But it's excellent. Like, if you have a PS5, you should play it. It's one of the few, I guess, like new games on
Right.
either of the systems, so give it a go. And it does set up some interesting stuff for whatever the next Spider-Man is.
Spider-Man again.
Yeah, because like, at the end of that, at the end of the original Spider-Man, like there was a stinger that kind of pointed to Harry Osborn being in some sort of tank, being taken care of. And we thought he was off in like Europe or something getting treatment. He was like right in the city getting treatment. And they expand on that a bit in Miles Morales. So leading into whatever the next Spider-Man game is, it looks like it'll be a Green Goblin focused, or Hobgoblin focused, however you want to describe him. And yeah, so that could be fun. And I think we'll see Miles and Peter be playable. Like they'll probably have their own missions in both.
Ooh,
So
maybe co-op.
that could be fun. Like where you're,
Yeah.
yeah, if you could play both together, that would be great. Damn it, Tony. Now it's gonna come
Now
out
I
and
put that
it's,
thought in your head,
yeah,
and
and it's gonna come out and it's not gonna be co-op.
that's right. Sorry.
So yeah, I finished that, and I'm currently playing Immortals Fenyx Rising, which I'm getting back into that. That game is a ton of fun. It is Assassin's Creed Zelda, that I like more than Breath of the Wild. Jeff's not here to hear me say that.
He
Like he just
can't
dropped off,
complain.
but yeah, it's I don't know. I really like it. It has like a DreamWorks kind of sense of humor to it, like those types of animated movies. So like some of the humor is maybe a little much for young kids, but I don't necessarily know that they'd get the jokes either. Like there's a pretty bad joke in there that I just like came across. I did something for Ares. He made me go and retrieve something for him, which happened to be a girdle for Aphrodite. And so he like makes a comment of like, now I have to go play, like change the girdle on Aphrodite. and she's probably going to beat me up or something. And like, he sounds like all into it. and so like Phoenix is like, that sounds like a bad thing. And she then goes, oh, okay, maybe not. And she like walks away and like has like a kind of like this disgusted look on her face. But I don't think kids would really, I don't think they're going to get that joke. Like, right. So I don't know. It's that type of humor. I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's fun to explore. Combat's good. The combat is new Assassin's Creed. With the ability to like glide, like you have the wings that Icarus had, and so you can glide through the environment. There's a stamina meter, so you can only do it for so much, but it's a good time. I'm working on that. So tell me about Monster Train.
So it's on Game Pass. It is a roguelike card game. So basically you start off, you choose two decks. There are five decks in the game, which you unlock as you go along. And each deck represents a legion from hell. And basically the fires of hell have been extinguished by heaven, except for this one little bit called the pyre. And you're on a train, and you're trying to get the train from the outside of hell down through the nine layers of hell all the way to the bottom so that you can relight the fires of hell using this little pyre.
Okay.
And your train consists of three levels, and then the pyre's at the top. So it's it's a roguelike card game that is tower defense. So basically, the angels are sending in these armies. They're hopping onto the lowest level, and they're trying to get up to the top level so they can attack your pyre. And when they eliminate the pyre, you lose. Or if you get the pyre all the way to the end, you relight the fires of hell and you win. But it's also a card game. So you choose your two decks. So you get your main deck and your supporting deck. And these cards let you deploy like various creatures from hell that have different abilities and whatnot, or to cast spells with the cards. If you played a card, like each card has a mana value. You have like a certain, your train has a certain mana that it gives for you. I think they call it, some sort of fiery thing. You use those points to play the cards. And I mean, it's really a basic card game from that point. But each deck has a really unique character. Like there's one deck that's all really strong monsters. There's another deck that is consisted of monsters that are nothing but candles that melt when you play them. So like they'll be in a round of combat and then the unit will just die because it's burned down, because it's a candle and the candles burn down. Each deck kind of plays off of a particular theme. There's another deck where it consists of really weak creatures, but also these things called morsels that they can eat and become stronger. It's just each deck has a really interesting character to it, and you get to choose two of them. You're not stuck with one, which means you can like have a deck that plays off another deck. So you could have a deck that's full of like thorny creatures that are good at defense, and combine it with the creatures that melt. So it doesn't matter that they melt because you still have your thorny defensive creatures. It's kind of each deck has a really interesting character to it. It's a lot of fun to like mess with them. On the most basic level, the game's pretty easy to beat. Like you'll probably beat it in your first couple of tries. And then it has this mechanic where you can increase the difficulty. But it goes up like 25 times. There's 25 different levels of this one quest to get through. And each time it randomizes, because it's a roguelike, it randomizes like the abilities that the enemies that you face have. So each trip through is unique and interesting. Once you figure out how to play, like getting through on the base difficulty is really easy. Once you start getting up there, it gets really hard. And you have to use a lot of strategy and tactics to get through. Like figure out the game is one of the fun parts about it. I've been playing this obsessively. Each time you play through with a deck, you get experience. You unlock more cards for that deck. So there's kind of this like deck building element. The decks do max out though, so it's not like you're going to be doing this forever. The decks only have 10 levels once you reach level 10, which only takes a couple like run throughs. Like you could play like 4 or 5 times with the deck and be done with it. You'll unlock everything and be able to like play around. And then you just you're trying to figure out how to get all the way to the end on the highest possible level. And I don't know. I've been playing it obsessively. It's a lot of fun. Nice. The animations are cool. The sound is cool. Like it looks better. Like if you've ever played like a Magic the Gathering game online, like you just see the cards hanging out. Like you're playing cards in this game. They're becoming creatures that are fully animated and doing cool stuff on the screen. Like, so it's fun to watch. And it's, you know, it's a really chill turn-based type thing that you can do while you're doing other stuff. So I don't know. I've been playing a lot of it, really enjoying it. Highly recommend it.
And that's on Game Pass.
It's on Game Pass for PC and for Xbox.
Nice.
So you can play it wherever you want.
Jeff's Discord completely crashed.
Oh, great.
And it's now just giving him a splash screen that says checking for updates. So we'll see what happens with him. Let's see. I played two other games, started one, almost finished another one. I started Bioshock Remastered, specifically because I agreed to join a video game club with Javi and and Tyler and Daxter, Paul, The game that was picked was Bioshock 2, but I've had these remasters sitting here on my hard drive for a while. So it's like, you know what? Like, let me see how one holds up, and jumped into that. One, that game atmospherically still great. Like, when you step out of the I think they call it a bathysphere, which is like the little elevator that kind of moves you around. From section to section in Rapture, when you step out of that into like the ruined Rapture, and like you see the splicer kind of come up, and like you see his shadow, it's like that is creepy, and like visually, like it looks great, and it's still feels like it's a creepy place to explore. But then you actually have to play the game. I mean, we've talked about this before when like Jeff and Fozzie were kind of pushing for, I think, Infinite as game of the year the one year. It just does, like, the shooting is bad.
Yes, it's not good. Not good at all.
And for a game where it's like, here, like, we're going to give you guns to, like, that's how you're mostly fight. Like, yes, they give you, the special powers. I can't think of what their name is, but basically they give you magic that you can use with your offhand. And that's fun. But like when like you're going to give me a gun, the gun should work as you expect a gun to work. It shouldn't feel so sloppy. It feels really bad. it's, you know, we're coming off of, I think that was 2007. So that game's 14 years old now.
That game is old now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, if they make a new Bioshock, they're going to have to improve that, but can't really fault it for, you know, it's still accomplishing what it needs to accomplish. Like the atmosphere in that is great. It's creepy. It's a fun place to explore. I'll be interested to see how Bioshock 2 holds up, because that had some different mechanics, and that wasn't developed by the same team, but that also had like you could like lay traps for the enemies, and I'm wondering how that one will hold up. I'll be doing that with Javi and them for that video game club replay. And the other game I am currently playing, which I just picked this up on my phone today, it's a game called Kitty Letter. It's like a play on Kitty Litter, Except it's a
fancy.
It's a word game where you spell words and you send cats to destroy your neighbor across the street.
Yeah.
And those cats explode. So it's by the Oatmeal, the cartoonist who did the Exploding Kittens game. He's done some other board games and card games. But that's what this is. Like, very funny, cute sense of humor. Feels very reminiscent of that first Plants vs. Zombie game. Like, you know, it's just this kind of tongue-in-cheek kind of thing. And it's mm-hmm. similar in that where, you know, you're the evil cat man that lives across the street. He's sending his army of smelly cats at you. And so you are then, like, trying to block those cats by using words that begin with the letter above their name. So if, you know, coming down lane two, like, the cats have an F, you need to spell words that have an F on your wheel. And if you don't spell anything for a while, it will give you a new set of letters. Or I guess if you expend all the words that might come from that collection of letters. It's pretty fun. Like, the humor is cute. Like, there's some special levels where it's like you can only use palindromes. So all the words have to be able to be spelled front and backwards. and when you do that, it releases Taco Cat, which will reverse the enemies. So, like, when the evil Catman's cats are coming at you, if you do a palindrome, it'll release a Taco Cat, which will turn the enemy cats around and bounce them back towards his house to make them blow up. Or, like, there was a whole level where the only words you could spell were two-letter words. So, like, there's some challenge to it. I have reached the final level in it after just one day.
Oh, no. Or OES. I don't know.
I mean, there's a multiplayer mode to it as well. Mm-hmm. So, like, I suppose I could play random people and we could throw cats at each other. But I don't mind. Like, I actually kind of like that, like, you know, there's this mobile game that actually has an ending. But I've reached the final boss in it, and just it is difficult. Like, the evil cat man is throwing so many cats at you, and you have to be able to spell words, like, very quickly out of, like, this word jumble. So I don't know if I'll finish it, but it's free.
Price is Right. Okay.
Yeah, it's a free game, and it has a campaign of 13 levels. I mean, it probably took me about two and a half hours to get through, and I was playing it, like, you know, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, bouncing around. So fun stuff. Jeff is just having a nightmare.
I am shocked that Jeff is having technology issues.
Well, evidently everybody else is also having some technology issues with Discord. There's a bunch of posts about how Discord is down.
Oh no,
we seem to be working fine. So,
so basically, it's just other people.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Jeff had to uninstall it.
Oh no.
And he can't get the website to load to reinstall it. So he's still fighting with that. So I don't know if we're going to get to hear about Jeff's Dark Souls replay, which just means he's going to torture us at a later date. Did you get a chance to watch the Mortal Kombat trailer?
I did. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's what, 2.5 minutes long.
Right. It's like half the movie. It was long. It's long.
It's a long trailer. There's a lot. They throw a lot in there.
I feel like I've seen half the movie already, honestly.
Yeah, I'm afraid that we're going to like go into that movie and it's like all the good stuff was here. And it's just, I mean, this is a movie based on a fighting video game. It does have a story and does have cinematic adaptions previously, but those aren't the best movies. This one definitely way more violent.
Yes. People's arms are being like blown apart and like stabs. They're showing off fatalities in ways that the other movie just. The other movie was definitely made for kids, right? They wanted that younger audience. This movie is not. This movie is for like people who like that blood and gore and death.
Yeah. This is. It's gonna be rough. I don't know. It's free on HBO Max or whatever that is. So if you have HBO, I think you probably have that as well. So yeah, I am looking forward to watching that film. I expect it to be terrible.
Better be. If it's not terrible, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Yeah. I do like that they were somehow able to fit like very video gamey stuff into that trailer, though. Like where Scorpion like builds the wall of ice and then throws his guy.
Yeah.
Throw it. I mean, they had to get Scorpion to have get over here.
That's right. It's a requirement of this kind of game.
Wow. I'm communicating with Jeff by text. He told me to go to discord.com, which I did, and it loaded fine. And so I sent him a picture, and then he just sent me a picture, and it's like it looks like a GeoCities page. Like, it's, what's
oh no,
what's coming up on his browser? I don't know what's going on in the Midwest, but it's nuts.
These sound like normal Jeff problems, though, honestly.
It does. Technology and Jeff
are not meant to be one.
All right. Well, let's see. I was hoping Jeff would be able to fix it, but it does not seem like that's happening. I guess we'll jump into the direct here. You did not watch it.
I did not watch it. I read about it afterwards, and then I laughed at you guys.
Which is fair. I don't know. As I said before we started recording, I went in with zero expectations. Like, people going into that thinking that Mario Kart 9 was going to be revealed, and we were going to get Super Mario Galaxy 2, and Breath of the Wild 2 date, Zelda Collection... I was not expecting that.
Any of that?
The more I thought about it, like I thought, like, you know, they're gonna do a Zelda. They're gonna do their own Zelda thing for the anniversary. Like, I don't expect that to happen. So, I don't know. But yeah, I wasn't expecting a whole lot. Jeff doesn't have any expectations anymore, so.
Poor Jeff.
Yeah. but they did announce some stuff, and it's funny because like everyone's like, "Oh, it was total garbage," but they announced a lot of games. It's just not like there was no Metroid, there was no Donkey Kong, there was no real Zelda news. They did reveal a new game, which we'll get to. Because it's not really a new game, but Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout was revealed.
It's
coming this summer. Also,
but
Xbox.
The best part of that news, yeah, that was the best part of that news. Like, I don't want to play that game on the Switch. I want to like talk to people while I'm playing.
Yeah, like I want to play it with you guys and just like laugh at our like bean men falling all over the place. The Switch seems like yes, it seems like it might be fun to play, like, you know, as a mobile game, like being able to take the handheld, but also the Switch does not feel great all the time when you're playing in handheld. So I don't know if a precision platformer, like in a competitive one at that, is the best place for it, but I'll be enjoying it on the Xbox with you.
Yeah, that's where I'll be. And hopefully Game Pass. Hopefully.
Yes, which was the rumor, like, sometime last month, I think Game Pass accidentally said something about Fall Guys, or Fall Guys accidentally said something about Game Pass. I have a feeling that it'll show up there. So, but it was, I think it is only like $20. So, I mean, I spend that on dumber shit than...
That's right.
Than us being able
far, to far dumber.
Stuff. Yeah. Monster Hunter Rise had a new trailer. I don't know. Looks like Monster Hunter. I like Monster Hunter World, but I don't think I'm gonna skip Rise. I hope it's good for like Jeff and Walt, but I don't think that game's for me. You don't have a Switch anymore, so.
That's right. Well, my kids, I ordered it for my kids, so.
Yeah. Is Jeff back?
Jeff's back. Yep, I don't.
He made it. He did it. Congratulations, Jeff.
I felt like I was in an alternate dimension from you guys for a minute there.
Yeah, you were. It looked like the Midwest Discord crashed for them, so.
That's what I was starting to think. I'm like, okay, they must be on like a different server entirely or something, because, yeah, like even the website, I couldn't get on the website until like a minute ago.
You showed me that picture. I just told Tony it looked like a GeoCities page from like.
Yeah, movies. Yeah, it's just like blank with like text on it. You know what I mean? Like, all right, well, sorry about that.
That's all right. All right, well, let's circle back real quick. What were your thoughts on the Mortal Kombat trailer?
You know, I watched it again actually right before this, and I was like less blown away by it this time. But like, I don't know, it showed me what I wanted to see, which is like they're doing like the, you know, which you already knew, like it's going to be rated R, and they're doing the fatalities and everything. And I don't know, I'm a sucker for Mortal Kombat. What can I say? Like. Yeah, it doesn't look like it's going to be like a masterpiece or anything. Like it's going to be a dumb video game movie, but
yeah, Tony and I are down for dumb. It should be dumb. It needs to be. Yeah.
I like Mortal Kombat, so it's like, and it's one of those ones where it's just like, it doesn't need to be a good movie. It's just got to be like fucking people kicking each other's asses. Like, you know what I mean? Like, give me some martial arts. Fucking, I'm good.
Need some arms. Arms ripped off, some people frozen.
Yeah, it looks like they're going like all out with the fatality shit, and yeah, dude, like I'm like surprisingly excited about it.
I did think it's like they give a little bit of the story away, where it's like, oh, like what's that mark on you? And it looks very much like a brand almost.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
like it's the Mortal Kombat dragon. It's like, oh, that's a birthmark. The fuck it is. Like, it's not a birthmark. Nobody has a birthmark where it comes out defined looking exactly like that.
Is the guy supposed to be like some new character? Like
I don't know.
I couldn't tell entirely from the trailer.
Like, yeah, a lot of them, like, you were able to identify, right? Like, Scorpion and
well, like, the first time I watched it, because I'm watching it while I'm at work, and I was just looking at it on my phone, I'm like, oh, is he becoming Sub-Zero? Because, like, it all of a sudden builds to this point in the trailer where this guy's like, I am Sub-Zero, and I'm like, what the fuck? I don't know. It doesn't fucking matter. None of it. I'm not about like the lore of Mortal Kombat or any of that. I just like seeing people getting torn apart. So.
Oh, all right. Well, I think it's April, April 16th. So.
Yeah.
HBO, you can watch that. And then the Nintendo Direct. We just started covering that. Fall Guys was announced, but I think you are in probably the same boat as Tony and I, where we're going to play that on Xbox.
I'll probably play it on both, honestly. But I mean, it's multiplayer, so if that's what you guys are playing, that's...
Yeah. Monster Hunter Rise, you'll be picking that up, I assume.
Oh, yeah. That looked great, too. Like, it looked really good, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like Monster Hunter.
Yeah, but, like, just, you know, for a game running on the Switch, yeah. You know, it held its own.
And then the one I was not expecting at all, which was like the one big game I guess I came out of there wanting on the Switch, is Mario Golf Super Rush. It's a new Mario Golf game.
Yeah, it looks like it's gonna be like a legit Mario Golf game, not some half-assed shit. Hopefully.
Yeah, like a full-on single-player campaign, and not like the Mario Tennis campaign, the Aces campaign, which was terrible, which was just like challenges. Hoping this like actually like is some sort of actual career mode for, you know.
Yeah, it looks like it's gonna be full-on real, like what you want from a golf game, like that RPG,
yeah,
shit, which, you know, Mario Golf has done before. It looks like that's what they're calling back to, is the Advance Tour, you know.
Which, yeah, that's what everybody's been wanting forever. So
the speed mode or whatever they showed, I don't know.
That could be whatever. Fun with all of us playing together.
Yeah, I kind of like glazed over what they were talking about. I just saw Mario running across a fucking course. It's
basically. It's kind of like golf with your friends, where everyone just goes at once.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's chaos, but this is like full-size golf, not mini golf.
Yeah.
I don't know. The only fear I have there is Nintendo's online is spotty at best.
Oh, it'll be fine.
I hope so, because, I mean... We'll have to convince Tony to get a Switch again, but...
Oh, God.
But
I have Nintendo Online. I paid for it already.
Yeah. But that, I think that would be fun, like, get Earl, and even if Tony doesn't get it, I'm sure that it's a game Walt will get, so...
Yeah.
We'll have to use Discord to talk, but...
Yeah, that's the one thing, but... Even still, I'll definitely be playing it. I'm excited. I like a good like game like that in the summer. Like that's just like a perfect fitting summer game, you know. So
yeah. Golf is a good summer feel. No More Heroes 3. Any interest from you guys on that one?
Not I.
Let's see. DC Superhero Girls.
Ooh, yay.
I don't know. It doesn't look terrible, but I don't know. That was a weird thing to be like, hey, here's this. Just like, I mean, I love the character models for it, right? Like it's like the animated kind of over-exaggerated, almost Powerpuff Girl type look to them. But I don't know what that game actually is. I couldn't really get a good feel from it from the trailer. I don't know. It's probably not made for us.
Yeah.
Miitopia, which I think is a 3DS game. I guess they're porting that.
Is that what that was? I don't know. My brain shut off as soon as that trailer started. I was just like, don't care.
Yeah, I don't think even it's try. Like where... Well, at first I thought they were... If you remember from the 3DS, like you could go, like they had some like free activities like that, like you could
throw
tickets on and stuff. And there was that one kind of like RPG one where you would like go through the dungeon. That's what I thought it was at first. I'm like, oh, they're adding some stupid thing here, like where you can, you know, do a dungeon crawl. But then Miitopia, and I was like, oh, it's that thing.
It's that thing ported over.
Yeah.
Never tried it on the 3DS, and very highly doubt I don't give a shit about it when it comes on Switch.
I assume you'll be going back into Animal Crossing, though, to get your Super Mario collectible items.
Maybe. I definitely let Melissa know. Like, hey.
She can dress up as Peach.
Even she has, like, all she plays now, like literally all she plays is Dragon Quest. So, yeah, I think everyone's kind of moved on.
Tony, you think your kids fell off of Animal Crossing, right?
So they were actually playing it today. So I don't know. I have no idea. I don't understand children anymore. They make no sense to me.
That's fair. Well, maybe they'll go get the Mario collection items. I don't know what you have to do to do it. I'm not reinstalling Animal Crossing to find out either. Project Triangle Strategy, which is a terrible name. It's a project title, but I guess there's a demo out there of it. It looks like a tactical RPG by the Octopath team, though.
Is it like a sequel to that game, but just like a different genre, kind of? Or
no, evidently it's not. It's same art style.
Looks like that's what I thought.
Team does, but it takes place in a different world, different story. Not that the story in Octopath was, that has a weird
game of the year worthy.
Yeah, well, there were 8 different stories, and they're all like kind of middling. They're fun, but it's a weird game, a weird way of presenting a narrative.
I never finished that game, and I liked it.
I'm still playing it. It's what, 3 years old?
And when the trailer started for this game, like, at first I was like, oh, it's it's got to be an Octopath sequel. I was like, huh, surprising. And then it started to show the gameplay. I'm like, oh, no, I guess not.
Yeah, it's more of a Final Fantasy Tactics Ogres type tactical RPG, where it'll probably be hex-based movements, and you control your squad and fight the other squads. And if it's anything like those other Square games, it'll be like you can actually like lose your characters completely. Like they have permadeath, where like they'll be gone. So that could be interesting. It's like turn-based SOCOM, or not like turn-based XCOM.
Yeah.
Seems like a Tony game, but the
story it does
probably drive you crazy.
Oh no.
I mean the writing in Octopath wasn't great. Music was.
But music was very cool. The visuals too.
Yeah, visuals wonderful. Star Wars Hunters was announced. I'm not sure what the hell that thing is.
Didn't really show it, did they? It was just like, hey,
yeah,
here's some super kiddie looking Star Wars thing free.
Where I guess you're gonna play as bounty hunters, and it's a multiplayer game, free to play. Which at first I was like, oh, like they're releasing some sort of bounty hunter game for the Switch, and it's just gonna. But then it was announced for iOS and Android. Also, and free to play, so I don't have a lot of hope for that one.
Yeah, I don't have high expectations. I don't see me playing it, put it that way.
I mean, I will download it. Free is free. I will give it a try, but it's also being made by Zynga, and that has seemingly pissed off some people on Reddit. They're not a fan of them. I don't have a whole lot of history with Zynga. I don't remember what they make. Did they do that Candy? Were they the ones that did Candy Crush?
I don't know. See, like that's here's how I know I'm not gonna play it, because I've never played any free to play anything like that. Right. Like I never,
Well,
I know they're in that category though.
Yeah. Hyrule Warriors got an expansion pass announced. I don't know. You didn't seem like super high on Age of Calamity.
No. No, but I saw people that were excited about this expansion. So,
we should note we did not mention at the top. Earl is sick, but he liked Age of Calamity, so I assume he'd probably be in for playing more of it. Which that is not the big Zelda news. The big Zelda news was that there was no big Zelda news.
So Dude, I started howling when what was it? I forgot his name. Like
Anuma, I think.
Anuma came out, and he's just like, "I know you guys all want to hear about Breath of the Wild too. We got nothing to show about that today."
That should have been a press release before the direct took place, so that they didn't look like idiots.
Anyway, whatever. I was thoroughly amused by it. And then, like, so then you're like hoping, oh, here's your consolation prize. You're getting Wind Waker, or you're getting like a collection. No, it's Skyward Sword.
So I thought Skyward Sword would be,
I mean, there's been rumors. There's been, you know,
what's it's also the one that, like, I thought that would be like the 3D World Bowser's Fury type thing. I wasn't expecting it to release. I think it releases in June or July. I am expecting a collection at some point to be announced, but I was not expecting this game to come out now. It's also the worst 3D Zelda game. So
you were expecting it, but what? You're expecting it to be part of a collection, or
no? I expected it to be $60, but I was expecting it to be revealed probably over the summer, and not until next year. I'm expecting a 35th anniversary, like direct, like they did for Mario, where they announced the collection. Where they announced when Breath of the Wild 2 is coming out, and then where they announced Skyward Sword. Does not look like obviously Skyward Sword we know is coming soon, and I think Breath of the Wild 2 is now not till next year.
I mean, I would bet money on it.
Yeah,
I really would. Like, I never thought it was coming out this year ever. Like, I don't know.
And to like be like, we don't even have anything to show.
Yeah, I mean, if it came out this year, I would be genuinely shocked. And I know that they had said previously that it was coming out 2021, and he said it again. He said, like, in this thing at the beginning, he's like, it's still on track, everything's fine, guys. But if you're saying that, yeah. I don't know, man. Everything's not fine.
Anything to show. And
yeah.
I mean, look.
If everything's fine, you got a trailer, you fucking throw out a date, like fucking, it's not coming, dude. It's not coming this year. Metroid Prime's never coming ever. There's never going to be a new Pikmin. Fucking throw away your dreams.
So, speaking of Metroid and Donkey Kong, it's evidently also their anniversaries. I think Metroid also 35. And Donkey Kong is 40. No mention of either of them at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like no new 2D Metroid. No Metroid trilogy collection, which has been rumored for like what, 3 years now.
Yeah, literally 3 years. You know, there's been, I guess there was credible sources that's, you know. It was thing. It's a thing that exists, but it's like, if it exists, what are they doing with it? Like,
it is. It's
I think maybe it existed at one point, and now they're like, we're not gonna do it.
But it's like not like the rumors that I heard is that it's not even something that existed. It is something that was finished and ready to go.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
I don't know. Like, they're just torturing us. Like, I don't know. I'd be so thrilled to have that on the Switch, you know.
Yeah, and which makes me think maybe Metroid Prime 4 is not anytime soon.
Yeah, I guess, but this should be like the tide you over, and but maybe it's like Metroid Prime 4 hint is never coming, so we're just letting the series die.
Yep.
That way, like, I lean more towards that.
Which makes sense, considering I don't know if you got a chance to see the Tony shared with us.
Yeah, they just don't care. They don't care about Metroid, man.
They didn't realize that, like, what Metroid.
They didn't know what a bounty hunter was.
Which is her profession. Like, it's literally her profession. Like, they just don't give a shit about it at all.
Also, I love that, you know, going back to Skyward Sword. Because I remember at the time, when we talked about this a little bit off the show, but like when that game came out, like the pre-release reviews were like so glowing and insane, like absolutely insane. Like, this is the best game. Like, they were like the reviews for Breath of the Wild, except the Breath of the Wild ones like turned out to be accurate. But like, that's how Skyward Sword got treated. And a lot of the reviews were like, this fucking game could not have been played, like, they couldn't have made this game 10 years ago because this awesome motion technology. And I remember at the time, I think it was even in my review, I was like, you could have done, like, if you wanted to do this type of combat, you could have just mapped it to the right stick. And, like, what was their solution fucking 10 years later?
Map it to the right stick.
Yeah, it's just like, I feel very vindicated about my views on that game much later. I guess you could still play it with the fucking motion controls, too. I was worried at first, too, honestly, that they were going to say that's how you had to play it. And I was like, you know what? I won't get this. Like,
I think that if the Switch Lite didn't exist, we totally would have had to play with motion controls.
Yeah.
But
maybe, yeah.
You can't do motion controls with the Switch Lite because the Joy-Cons aren't detachable.
Oh, so
be thankful that they made a portable-only version of the system, so we don't have to be tortured here.
And also, I do wonder, like, one, it's not a super great game. Like, it has cool dungeons for sure, but like, it's not a good game, I don't think. And like, I just wonder if I really want to play it again. Like, and like, that combat, like, how's that going to feel, like, playing a Zelda game like that? I don't know, man. Like, I guess I'll find out, because I'm a fucking sucker.
Yep, both of us. Like, I mean, I've just said it. It's the worst 3D Zelda. It's still going to.
I think it's the worst Zelda game. I mean, like, unless you're counting, like, the CDI stuff, which I never played, but, like, I think it's the worst Zelda game, hands down. Like, handheld, 2D, 3D. Yeah. I really do. Like, it has, again, some cool dungeons, but because it's based around that combat.
Which is very, just, like, one-on-one. Like,
yeah, because, you know, you're doing this.
Yeah.
And like, that's on top of just, like, the overworld there is done. It sucks. Like, it's just, like, what is it, like, floating islands in the sky?
And there's only like a handful of them. Like, it's such a step down from like Wind Waker and even like I'm don't love Twilight Princess, but even from that, so
that at least it's just like, this is pretty much standard Zelda and a bunch of dungeons, like a lot of dungeons at least in that one. Like, I get, like, you know, as time has gone on, I don't love Twilight Princess. Like, you know, it's just okay, but at the very least, it's a lot of dungeons. And, you know, once it gets going after the long-ass, boring...
It's only 7 hours before anything happens.
Yeah.
Well, Tony will be avoiding that one like the plague.
That's right. I don't need that in my life. You guys can enjoy it for me.
Or not. We will not enjoy it for you, but we will play. Splatoon 3 was announced, no date, I guess, on it, or not this year, I think was kind of how it was framed.
I think it did say in the trailer 2022.
So next year.
Which is kind of, you know what is interesting? There were several trailers, I'm just thinking about this now, there were several trailers that for stuff that was in 2022, but when they announced the Direct, they said it's going to be games coming out in the first half of this year.
Yep.
And then you have several trailers that say it's 2022, but then you have also people excusing them saying, oh, they're holding the big guns. Like, they're not going to show you what's coming out this fall till later. There's going to be another direct for that. And it's like, well, then why are they showing me shit that's coming out next year? Like, yeah. I don't know. I think they fucking fucked the whole thing.
Like, or is it, oh shit, we don't really have a whole lot to show right now. So, throw that Splatoon 3 trailer in.
I don't understand. I don't know. It's typical Nintendo, though, where it's just like everyone got so fucking hyped up, and it was like, it was a pretty big letdown. Like, I don't know, I'm thinking you're gonna get a Zelda collection and maybe a peek at Breath of the Wild, and then it's just, here's fucking Skyward Sword.
Alright, so maybe you can explain, because you actually stated this in our group chat in the morning before the show. Where was the Mario Kart 9 rumors coming from? Like,
I don't know.
Because that really blew up. Like, people were really convinced that that was coming.
I was hearing these rumors secondhand, so like I wasn't even running into them on the internet. I was just fucking seeing them in group chats and shit, and I was like, well, I still strongly believe there's going to be a Mario Kart, like, for sure. Like, I'm amazed that there hasn't been. Like, so if you told me there's a rumor that they're going to announce Mario Kart, I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, they're going to. They're crazy not to. Like, what are we doing here? And of course, just nothing panned out.
Oh, let's see. They announced the Ninja Gaiden Master Collection, which is the three 3D, two Genigo. Well, three, like Ninja Gaiden 1 was on the original Xbox, right? So Ninja Gaiden Black. Yeah, so we're talking Xbox and Xbox 360 era games. All coming on one little chip, I guess, for the Switch, but also everything else as well. So it wasn't that big of a, it wasn't a big get for Switch. It was just, here's some added shit that we're throwing in. I have no intention of playing that on the Switch.
Oh, I have no intention of playing it at all.
I like those games, but I would throw my Switch through a wall.
Dude, like, I think the furthest I've ever gotten in those games is like the second boss. I might have beat the first boss, but then like that's it. I can't deal with that shit, dude.
Two is the one I've made the most progress in. I've never beaten any of them, but two is the one I made the furthest in. I'm hoping, you know, they get a nice gloss over. And I am assuming that is also why Ninja Gaiden 2 is leaving Game Pass. Like, I was like,
there you go.
That's weird. It's been there, like, since Game Pass launched. And all of a sudden, it's like, this one's leaving. Okay.
Bye.
It's like, should I buy it? And then this announced, I'm like, I should not buy it. I think they're still selling it for, like, $30 on Xbox, so... And this will be like, what, a $50-$60 game. Super Smash Brothers, some new characters were announced. Yay, I guess. I don't know. Legend of Mana, which is a PlayStation game, is getting a updo on Switch. Stubbs the Zombie, which was, I think, also an Xbox game.
Yeah, I missed that, I guess. I don't know. That's weird. That's like an original Xbox game, isn't it?
I think so.
Why?
I mean, it's coming to everything. Like, it's not just coming to a Switch, but it was in the Direct. So Stubbs the Zombie and Rebel Without a Pulse. I never played that game. I don't know what it is. But people seem to have fond memories of it, so... That's
a weird poll. Stubbs the Zombie.
That was the Direct.
So main takeaway was basically nothing you want is going to happen. Mario Golf will be pretty cool though.
Yeah,
that's my main takeaway. I was like, I did not see Mario Golf coming. I hadn't thought about that as a possibility. I don't know, ever. Like, that was the last Mario Golf they did on the console was GameCube, right? So it's like, it's been a while.
No, they did one on, I think, on the Wii U.
Mario Golf?
Yeah.
I think they did a Mario Tennis.
Let's see. You might be right. Toadstool Tour was on the GameCube. And World Tour was on the 3DS. Yep.
Yeah, so they haven't touched. Yeah, they haven't touched console. So pretty much since the beginning of the series, like, you know, it's been mostly a handheld series, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there was the one on N64, then there was one on GameCube, and now finally on Switch. So
it just wasn't on my radar. But like, I like a good Mario Golf, you know what I mean? So it was like a pleasant surprise for sure, but that was kind of like, honestly, that's kind of like that. And I'm like, oh, well, Monster Hunter, which I knew I was going to buy anyways. Yeah, that looks good. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there was nothing like, oh wow, that's why I tuned into this. Like,
yeah, no. Like, I thought, like, you know, Mario Golf was a very pleasant surprise, very cool. I'm like, oh, we're just getting started. You know, like, oh.
Because it happened early in the in the direct, which was funny. Because like, I'm sitting there, I'm kind of watching it with you guys. You know, Walt pops into the chat. It's like, Mario Golf, yay! Like, all right. And then I was like, all right, I got to run out to the store because it's gonna snow tomorrow. And
chat died.
And like, I check in on you guys, and you're like, yeah, nothing.
it's like a funeral.
Nothing is happening. And then there was just like hysterical laughter when no Breath of the Wild 2 news came.
Dude, I fucking died.
Oh, well. Nintendo. Always there for us.
Or never. Always or never.
All right, Jeff. You said you've only played a little bit of Bowser. Sure. You want to hold that for next week? Maybe Earl will be back and healthy and can talk to us about that.
Are you not going to play it?
I am going to play it. I have it here. I am trying to get through, like, at least, like, trying to work on, like, one game at a time, which is funny because I just, like, before you cut off and I, like, went over, like, four games I was playing. But, like, I'm trying to, like, finish, like, one at a time. So I'm currently working on Immortals, and then 3D World will be next. It's like my next big game to keep playing. So maybe I will get to it by next week. But you have now, did you finish Dark Souls 2?
No, I have not finished Dark Souls 2. I am very deep into Dark Souls 2.
You've completed Dark Souls 3, Dark Souls Remastered, and you're very deep into Dark Souls 2.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on your revisit of the Dark Souls?
Okay, I won't be too long about this because I know you guys don't really give a shit about the series or whatever.
What's Dark Souls? What's the game that you're talking about?
Yeah, I know I talk about the series a lot, but like, yeah, I've literally played through like the three big games over the last month, and it's like, it allowed me like to compare them next to each other, like, which I, you know, hadn't done before, where it's like I played them back to back to back, so like I know the feel, I know the differences, the nuances between them, etc., you know. And replaying some of these games again, like the only one I'd really played through recently in like recent years was 3 over and over. And so I had these like memories of what 1 and 2 were. And those memories were challenged by playing them all together like this. 3, you know, my opinion of it is pretty much the same. It's a very good game. You know, for a long time I said it was my favorite one. But 1 and 2, like, first off, that first game is very, I think, not great. Like, it was great at the time, and it set the series off. But like, I think the first one is easily the worst one. Which, like, you say that to people, and they're like, "What the fuck are you talking about, man? That's the best one." And like, I think the first Dark Souls is like insanely asshole-ish to the player. Like, it's aggressively mean to the player at all times. Like every area, you're like, "Oh my god, this is the worst area. Fucking Blighttown. Blighttown's the fucking worst." Oh god damn it, this fucking Sun's Fortress bullshit. Like every time, like, and that's not even getting like, basically I think it's kind of like the midpoint of the game and Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people remember that as like this super tough level, and it's like, I don't know, just getting into it, it's kind of a pain in the ass because there's this guy sniping you, but like, I think the game from the beginning through Anne Orlando is, it's aggressive, but it's, you know, pretty good. Everything after Anne Orlando, I thought fucking sucked. Every area had some stupid gimmick. Most of the bosses, like some of the bosses were just like total gimmicks too. It wasn't about like just getting good at fighting the boss. It was like you had to figure out some stupid fucking thing to do. Like there's an area that's very hard to get to, and it's very hard, like far between bonfires, and I get there and it's pitch fucking black. You can't see. And so you just wander around until you fucking fall off the level and die. And it's like, oh, you need this fucking special item so that you can see down there. Like I look up, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you know how hard it was for me to get down there, you motherfuckers? And then I get down there, and it's like, I can't see because I don't have a fucking light. And so, like, I had to go to, like, go do this whole other area that I hadn't done yet. And there's, like, this helm that you could get in there that has, like, a light on it. But in order to even get through that fucking area, you got to go get a fucking a ring so you can tolerate walking on lava. Like, I don't know. It's just, like... The last half of that game, I think, is just, like, super fucking bullshit. And I don't see myself playing the first Dark Souls again, honestly. Like, great game, classic. It started the series, wonderful, but, I don't know, just not enjoyable, a lot of it. Despite the classic, like, gameplay, that's good. Dark Souls 2, which is, like, widely regarded as the black sheep, it's like the Zelda 2 of the series. I'm replaying it and I'm like, wait a second, this is my favorite one. Like, this one is fucking great. It's laid back, dude. Like, it's fucking way more chill than 1 or 3, and it's got like an awesome variety of levels, you know. Like,
so that's the one that we should start with if we wanted to try it again.
Playing them all now back to back, easily that's the one I recommend to new players, which should have been obvious. I my girlfriend, you know, not a huge video game player or whatever, like that was the one she tried and she got like through it, you know, and she loved it. And I'm like, so it's easily the most accessible of the three games. Like, it's just, even for me, I'm just like, this is just, it's more pleasant. You get excited about finding a new area. There's not, I mean, yeah, there's tough things in it for sure, but like, it's never overly like insane. And yeah, just like cool areas, like kind of the stuff that you'll get in other games too, like a castle area. There's a lava area. There's like one cool like area. It's basically like a pirate bay, and it kind of feels like the night scene from the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. Okay. Like that whole level, like it's fucking neat. And, you know, the thing about there's a lot of things that make it different, I guess. But one big obvious thing that I actually like is that you could clear areas out. So, like, if you, like, you could chip away at an area. Like, if you kill an enemy, like, 10 or 15 times, it'll just stop showing up. So if you're having trouble getting through a level, you're going to inch your way further through the level no matter what, because eventually you're going to kill that easier guy like 10 times and it's going to be like a fucking ghost land next time you go through that part of the level. So you're always going to be getting further. You know what I mean? It prevents you from like farming an area forever, but like, I don't know. I just prefer it. And it's the only game of theirs that they've made that does that. Every other game, it's like every time you die, the enemies are all spawning again, you know? And I think that what they did in 2 is, I like it. I just personally like it. I like that eventually you'll clear this whole area out, and you could like look into every nook and cranny and find all like the armor and shit that's hidden, you know. I don't know. I just, everything about the game, I'm like, I think I just bought into what other people said about it at the time, like that it's not as good or whatever, but like just playing them all now together, like, I'm like, wait a second. I love this one. What the fuck? Well, I don't agree with that. You guys are wrong, you know, like, so that's just my series recap. Like, is that, I don't know. My thoughts on 1 and 2 changed a lot. Like, I found 1 to be kind of a miserable game, and I'm finding 2 to be delightful, to the point where I'm like basically at the end of the game, but I'm just going and trying to find maybe side bosses I missed, you know, like I'm fucking around in the game now. Like that's how far I am in it. Like just trying to do every little thing.
Nice. And you are not a you don't love Bloodborne. Like
you think no, it's fine. But to me, Bloodborne, I guess I have different opinions than people about this series. Like, to me, Bloodborne will always be that side game because people are like, oh, it's better because it's like fast and it's like it forces you to like be aggressive, and it's like you could do that in Dark Souls, but Dark Souls doesn't force you to do one thing or the other. It's like you could basically build your character like fucking Bloodborne, but it doesn't force you to do that. Like you could be like, this time I want to be a fucking wizard, just shoot shit from far. You could just like build your character any way you want in Dark Souls. That's what makes it fucking cool. And it's like Bloodborne's like, everyone's like, oh, it's so awesome because it makes you play just one way that I like. It's like, I don't know. I just don't agree with people on Bloodborne. Sorry. Like, it's also a good game, and I understand, like, if it's your favorite, great. Good for you. But it's just fucking Hot Topic Dark Souls, man.
Ooh. Ooh.
And what... What about Sekiro?
Sekiro is very, very hard. It's like the hardest of all their games, and I couldn't finish it. And
Jeff
I didn't
has trouble
like
finishing. That's what I heard.
I didn't. I kind of like you get used to like there's like this grappling hook thing in it that's pretty cool. Like when you get used to it, but like I never liked how the combat was like. This very much like parry based combat, mm-hmm. Which again, it's like that shit is in Dark Souls. You could do that if you want, you know what I mean? But it's like Dark Souls is super flexible, and it's like Sekiro's like, no, this is, we want you to do fucking parrying in your combat. Like that's how we're to base the game around this. Right, so and Bloodborne's like, you're gonna fucking roll and you're not using a shield. Like it's, I don't understand why. I guess if you like one of those play styles, it's fine. But it's like, I like all the different play styles in Dark Souls. Like, I like trying out different builds, and it's like, that doesn't seem to be like what they want you to do in these other side games.
Everybody, you know? Everybody's build is the same. And
kind of. Like, yeah, there's stuff you're putting your stuff into, but it's like, you could really change your play style based on your build in Dark Souls. And then, like, Bloodborne, it's like, no, the play style is you're fucking rolling around and dodging, and you don't have a shield. So it's like, and you gotta get in the people's like face and fucking hit back at them, because if you hit back, you'll build back your health bar by hitting them. But it's like there's a ring in Dark Souls that lets you do that same thing, and so it's like people act like it's like Bloodborne is this unique thing that's so different. It's like, no, it just to me feels like you're forcing me to play a character build that you like. Like I don't understand, like. I know, like, if anyone actually listened to the show, I would get, like, endless shit, but this is just my opinions about the series. Like,
thank you for not listening. That's what I just said.
Well, yeah, I mean, I saw some of your comments on about 2 on Twitter, and one of our mutual friends is like, yeah, I agree with you, but then the usual suspects came in to be like, barf. Like,
I couldn't believe that someone else like agreed with me that 2 is the best, because it feels like this foregone conclusion among people that like Dark Souls that like 2 is like barely counts as a Dark Souls game. So I was surprised that like at least one person said that, but I was also getting people saying that they did not like Dark Souls 1. I was like, wow, man, I feel like I like let us all talk about our true feelings here. Because yeah. it's just this accepted fact that Dark Souls 1 is the best, you know, Dark Souls 2 is the worst. And it's like, I said kind of the opposite, and I was like, not everyone, but there were some people that were like, yeah, that's what I thought too. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I remember when Dark Souls 1 came out, it was very much like, oh no, you're wrong. Like, this is a great game. Okay.
I mean, it is, like, you know, at the time, there wasn't, like, its sequels to compare it to. But, like, Dark Souls 1, it is very, like, I can understand now playing, like, going back and playing this one, like, people that would be, like you that played it for a while and was just like, I don't know, man, this is fucking, fuck this, dude.
It's
took me forever to get this one area, and then you're gonna, like, it's just gonna get worse. Oh, so this is what it is. It's just gonna keep getting worse and worse and worse. Fuck this.
And you're somebody, one, that has played the game, beaten it before.
Yeah.
And plays all these games, and, like just think, like, you're going in, all right, like, you know, I played Demon's Souls, but not much of it, just enough to, like, all right, like, I maybe beat the first couple bosses. Like, this is cool, but it's really tough. Then Dark Souls comes, like, oh, it's changed. Like, it's an open world. It's, like, you can explore. And it's, like, and you get into it, and it's just, like, no idea what the fuck is going on. And, like, and it's just frustrating because, like, you can make a wrong turn. And if you don't know what you're looking for, like, it's, like, I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. Like, where I ended up stopping, like, you were, like, that's a completely optional area. Like, you didn't need to be there at all. Like, because I missed a turn somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, I was in the right area, but I missed a turn, and I kept going, and I ended up at the bottom of this fucking lake, and a fucking Hydra is attacking me.
Yeah. See, like, and I think that, I don't know, Dark Souls 2 has a pretty good, there's a pretty good job of, like, you could go any way you want. Like, there's basically two ways that are available to you from the start of Dark Souls 2, and I think they're both kind of valid. Maybe one's a little harder than the other, and then you'll find branching things off of those. But I just don't, none of the areas in Dark Souls 2 are nowhere near as aggressive as 1 or 3, and like I said, you could clear the areas out in 2. You just always feel like you're getting better and stronger too. And like, just interestingly, like, neither the areas nor the bosses themselves are very hard in 2, in my opinion. I don't know. Like, you know, I kind of remember back at the time, like when it first came out, thinking that they were, but it's like, I don't know, dude. I've looked through some of the videos I posted. Does it look hard? It doesn't, you know, like, right. Just whack away at something until it's dead. I don't know. Like, yeah, you gotta dodge. Be a little careful. Maybe you'll die. You know, maybe it'll take 2-3 tries. But
so the version of 2 you played, was it like the Xbox One version, or was it
the... Yeah, it's Scholar of the First Sin, I think it's called, right. And that's the standard version. Like, if you bought it on Xbox One, like, that's the only version.
Yeah, I was just wondering, because like there was a Dark Souls 2 on 360 and PS3.
Yeah, and that one, like, that's the base version, and that's the only way you would find the base version now, I think, is to just get the 360 game, you know.
So I remember when they upgraded it to the Xbox One and PS4, like, certain people were going, well, they upgraded it to 60 frames per second, but now it's going to be like, I don't know, like, there was something about, like, how the math wasn't working, like, where you would take more damage, but maybe they fixed all that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, if you guys ever fucking get any of these, want to co-op, I will fucking co-op with you and help you out. Like, I could come into your game and fucking just like, fucking run you through a whole game in, like, an hour or two. Like,
I bet you could run me through a game in an hour. I bet you could.
Unfortunately, I can't do that with the second one, because that's the only flaw in the second one, is it doesn't have the password matchmaking where you could, like, hook up with your friends.
So do you have to rely on randoms, of which there are, probably aren't any right now?
Yeah. It's like, yeah. So it's like, even if you go on like a Reddit board looking for help, you can't do it for two because, like, you kind of can, but it's so limited to, like, so someone has to be in your level range, kind of. Which, like, that's also true of the other games, but, like, if you're doing password co-op with your friends, like, nothing, all rules are off. It's like, I could be level 190 and join your game as you're level 5, you know what I mean? Like, but if you're just trying to, like, that password system's not in fucking 2 for some reason, so it makes it hard to find help, but it's just, like, the NPC help that you could summon is totally good enough. They distract the boss and you just whack the boss from behind while it chases that guy around. Like, it, it's good enough. Gets the job done. So it's like the fact that you can't play with other people. Like, you can. I have summoned people randomly, like, that I just found. But it's very rare, yeah. Like, not quite as many people playing, you know, what is it? 6-7 years later, yeah. So... But yeah, that's I'd say, and it sucks because they were all on sale. Like, I think Dark Souls 2 was $10. I don't know if that's still on that sale on Xbox. But if you were going to, if you were like wanting to give this series another chance or whatever, I would go with 2. Like, it's not the one everyone thinks is the cool one, but I think it's the cool one.
It's almost always on sale too. Like, if it's not on sale this week, it'll be on sale next week. So.
I'd do it, man. You know, and then, like I said, when you're playing the games, don't be afraid to, like, look up. Part of the fun of the game, like, a really fun way to play those games is to have a strategy guide, like an actual strategy guide.
Woo! On your coffee table. Part of the fun is to look everything up as you play. All right.
That's so much fun. You know, where can I maybe get a ring that would help with this, or what? You know, I think it's part of the fun of the game
I think part of the fun is teasing you. I think that's
next week we may have some Bowser's Fury. There's like, I don't think there's anything really coming out for a while.
Wah, wah.
All right, I'm gonna really get into Hitman 3. I'll have some real opinions next week. But we'll do. Supersede Jeff's opinion, which doesn't matter.
Maybe I'll go back to it and destroy your scores.
Nothing on this
list. I'll probably still be playing Dark Souls 2 by next week.
Nothing on this list is jumping out at me as stuff we would likely play. So, for a while, too. I mean... Well, Tony doesn't have a Switch anymore, so we could definitely have made him try Apex Legends on Switch.
No, you couldn't have. You could not have paid me enough. Let's play the absolute worst possible version of Apex Legends. Let's go. Let's do it.
it's light on stuff. It looks like it's not until the 26th, Jeff, where Monster Hunter Rise comes out. Which means we'll all be cranking away at some of the games we already have that we haven't gotten to. So maybe by then I'll have reached Demon Souls, Jeff. my next PS5
can't,
game.
I can't summon me in that one, unfortunately.
No. My next PS5 game is Bugsnax and then Sackboy. And then Demon Souls.
Saving the best for last.
What's wrong with Bugsnax? Don't mock Bugsnax.
No, it's that one is the next. That's the shortest game. It's like 7.5 hours. So,
I think my younger child has played through that game like 6 or 7 times now. He loves it.
I am looking forward to playing that. What I hear now, very disturbing.
It is. It's super disturbing. The fact that I have my little children playing it, and then they like don't get like, this is terrifying. Do you guys have any idea what you just saw? Like, they don't get it.
I can't wait. I mean, it goes back like sometimes, like, you know, just pretty visuals and like fun stuff, and like, oh, it's a cartoon, and I'm not really getting the undertones here are implying.
It's like, it's a cartoon. It's Pokemon. It's collecting these little things and, you know, having fun with some friends. And oh my God.
So I'm looking forward to that. So we'll be cleaning up some old games. Hopefully Earl will be back on his horse and feeling better. I guess we will. I'm sure there will be news. There's always news, and as we're getting closer into the year, we're going to start to hear about the E3 kind of plans, like whatever that's going to look like this year. So.
I could just keep talking about Dark Souls.
You could.
Become a Dark Souls cast, but with two, like, captive, or three captive people, just like...
No, actually, what'll happen is it'll become a podcast of one person. And
solo cast.
Jeff will be talking to himself. That'd be great.
We just turn on, start recording, and go play, like, something.
Well, here, you know, I know a funny thing. I will run out of things to do in two eventually, and then I'll have run through the whole series, right? Nothing left after that, right?
True.
I got fucking some game called Code Vein downloaded off Game Pass, which is like, apparently there's a lot. I mean, not apparently, obviously there's a lot of games that copy the formula a little bit. So
yeah, start testing those out. There's like a futuristic one.
The Surge. I own the Surge 1 or 2. I forgot which one I own, and I never got far in it. So. But yeah, I'm gonna try out Code Vein because that was on Game Pass, so free.
Nice.
We'll see how I like anime Dark Souls.
I'll be interested to hear that. visually, that game looked cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess let's try one of these things that like copy it though. That like get what makes it.
Yeah, awesome. Like that. That's like when people are like, "Oh, it's Dark Souls." Well, what do you mean by that though? Because like everyone's like, this is Dark Souls. Like that can mean a bunch of different things. Like, is the combat like weighted and heavy? Is there different playstyles? Is it just fucking hard? Like,
is it that? Is it the Souls mechanic of having to like retrieve your shit when you die? Like they did a lot of different things in that, you know, in that mold in that game. Like, but none of the ones that have tried it, I think, get the thing that like is awesomest about Dark Souls, which is like the setting, the atmosphere, the nooks and crannies, like the, you know, little room you'll find with the cool little treasure in it. Like, it's like none of even the ones that like straight rip off like Lords of the Fallen, it's like they just can't match what the sense of setting, like the level design. Like, so I don't know. We'll see.
That's what intrigues me about the From games, right? Like,
I do like the gameplay, you know, enough that like I'm gonna check out. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I like the visual look of Dark Souls and Demon Souls and Bloodborne. Like,
yeah,
those other games, like, oh, like this is like a Viking version of that, and the art style is not quite as good, or like, all right, well, I don't know if I want to try that at all.
It's just like, I don't know, it's just so like, after a while, you're like, all right, I'm going to go up these stairs. I know that the second door on the left is the next way along. Like, I need to, like, you just start to, like, really feel like you're, like, like, because there, part of it is because there is no map. Like, you just start to fucking, like, in your head, think of it as a real place that you're trying to get through, you know? I don't know. It's just, they knew what they were doing with those games, but it's a hard thing to copy, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Jeff will be bringing us anime Dark Souls at some point then.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Possibly by next week.
Can't wait.
Hey, it's on Game Pass. You know you want to try it.
I know I don't.
Tony will be bringing us more card games from Game Pass. So.
That's right. Jeff missed that part, though. Blessedly for him.
I mean, what card game? It sounds really cool.
Monster Train.
No, never mind.
I don't know that you would like it. I think Earl would love it. Earl, listen to the podcast by Monster Train.
Good luck.
Yeah. Monster Train. Looks like Killer Queen Black comes out on Game Pass next week. So does Dirt 5. So if you're looking for a racing game. Tony's never looking for a racing game.
Never got into Dirt.
Yeah, I tried Dirt Rally and I did not like it, so
not my jam.
I'll probably skip out on that one, but it's funny. Killer Queen Black is a multiplayer game. I heard some good things about. I was offered review codes for it today, and like, why would I take you up on that? It's free on Game Pass. So.
You could play today and have it forever. You don't.
I guess, yeah.
But you'd have to write a review and like have to play.
There's that, and like now I'm like, oh well, I don't have to, and like we could probably all download it and try it once and be like, yes, that was maybe fun.
Okay. Yeah. This is the thing that about review codes for me now, like. We're all at a point in our lives where if I want a game, I can get it. Like, there was a point in my life where having the review code was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Not having to pay for a game was great. And I was willing to, like, put in the time to write the review and, you know, play through it and all that stuff. Now I'm like, I don't have time. If I – I don't want to have to be committed to this game that I may or may not like and have to play that game. Like, I want to play what I want to play when I have time.
Yep.
It's hard to commit to that now.
Yeah, and they don't like it when you're like, I didn't like this game enough, so I stopped playing it.
I'm going to review this game that I played for 3 hours, even though it's a 50-hour game, because I did not like those 3 hours, and I moved on to something else.
Because my time is more valuable than you gave me. all right. Well, we will be back next week with something. What was that, Jeff?
More Dark Souls.
More Dark Souls.
You know what? If you go, Imperator came out with this huge patch this week, so I think I'm going to play that for you, Jeff.
I think you need to. I'm going to watch The Muppets tomorrow. All five seasons of The Muppet Show release on Disney Plus tomorrow.
Wow. That's actually pretty awesome. I might also be watching The Muppets tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm like ridiculously excited about a TV show from 40 years ago finally releasing to stream. But if you have Disney Plus, go watch The Muppets.
I was going to say, I will not be watching The Muppets because I don't have Disney Plus.
I mean, we get a lot of use out of it here, but... I can see where some people are like, it's not worth it for me. So.
I can fucking.
Come on, WandaVision, Jeff, get out.
I could get it if I could. I would give that show a chance if I had it, but maybe I'll check it out when
it's like the one Marvel thing I've seen so far where I'm like, Jeff might like this.
Yeah, I might. I don't know. I'm interested, but like, it's hey, you know what? When season 3 of Mandalorian comes out, I'll get Disney Plus again, and then I'll watch the one other thing that I was interested in checking out on there. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not a thing I need to keep around all the time.
I am interested in seeing if Falcon and Winter Soldier.
That looks really good. The trailer looked pretty awesome.
It looks like a buddy cop.
it really does. It looks like a lot of fun.
Maybe I'm. I was losing some interest in the movies, but the TV stuff that they've released so far looks fun. So, but all right, we'll be back next week. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.